This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGincOH.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
They're playing basketball.
Right corner goes to Falk, who enters the lane. To Janae Hoying in the left corner. Good on the three-pointer. We're tied up. We're tied up. Here's Ottaville dribbling into traffic. Steal by Hoying. A run out by Hoying. Got it for two. What a play by Janae Hoying. Five in a row by Janae. Ottaville's got to get a timeout. They do. Everyone on their feet. Entertaining state championship game here at The Shot.
Oh, the big shots and the exciting plays keep right on coming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the three. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to good. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
And you'll high-five your Scores broadcast listening partners when you enjoy boys and girls hoops action. Webcasts include these schools: the Sydney Yellow Jackets, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Rushi Raiders, Houston Wildcats, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, Jackson Center Tigers, Anna Rockets, and the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Fort Loramie with a run out down the floor, 3-on-1. Dana Rose to the rack, in for 2, and a foul.
That's what I watched Dana Rose do all day Saturday. She took a bump from a girl that's twice her size, and she continued the shot and made the basket.
On top, Bixler, shot fake, into the lane, back to the basket. Fadeaway, 10-footer, in.
I think the excitement is going to overtake the fatigue coming down the stretch.
Goes to Poling in the post. Turnaround, 7-footer, yes. That's money in the bank right there.
Oh, you can bank on Scores, the best high school coverage by a long shot.
Gets a screen from Gosick, shoots the 3, left corner. Got it! He's got it! Anna takes the lead by 2. Gilskamp swished a shot, Chuck, from nearly out of bounds in the deep left corner.
He's got ice water in his veins. I know that's a cliche, but that kid, you watch him play football, you watch him play basketball, he is an impressive athlete.
Here is Bodkins, 3.9 to go. It's up the right side to Paul. Paul at midcourt, jumps and shoots a 40-footer. Holy cow! I don't believe what I just saw. Dane Paul for Bodkins. Lofted in a high-arching 44-footer.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, it's already buzzing here at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena as fans pile in and await the start of the Jackson Center St. Henry Boys Division IV Regional Championship. An opportunity to advance on to the state Final Four next Thursday at noon at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Great crowd, tremendous atmosphere. Jackson Center Tigers, St. Henry Redskins. Jackson Center 22-5, or I should say, yes, 22-5. Finished up 9-3 in the Shelby County League. St. Henry 23-3 on the year. 8-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. St. Henry dropped just 3 games, as I noted. 1 to Anna, 1 to Rushi, both by large margins. The other setback, an early season league confrontation against Marion Local. Jackson Center Tigers have had a great year. Lost 3 in the Shelby County League. A late season setback against Fairlawn. Interesting common opponent, Chuck, Coldwater, which is still in, playing tomorrow in a Division III regional championship. Both teams, Jackson Center and St. Henry, nip Coldwater by 2 in the regular season. What does that tell you about tonight's game? It's even, Steven.
Oh, I think it's going to be a heck of a game. Jackson Center, they're going to play defense. They're going to run a pattern offense. They're going to take care of the basketball. St. Henry's going to try to throw the ball into 6'6", Caden Niekamp. And if they don't guard him, the kid has old school moves around the basket. He shoots a left and a right-handed hook shot in the lane. And if you collapse on him, he throws the ball out. You got Niekamp standing out there, Zach Niekamp. You've got
Ethan Demon.
Demon standing out there. And they both can just light up threes. So now, surprisingly, as a team, they're only shooting 30% from 3-point line. I'm thinking possibly this brought down by some of the other kids maybe in late games. But
a 6 of 13 against Springfield Catholic Central,
right
behind the arc for St. Henry, 18 for 33 from the floor, 55%.
Right, yeah, well, I watched 3 quarters of that, and they looked really good. Yeah. I mean, this is going to be a formidable game for Jackson. They're going to have to play their best to be able to go to Columbus next week.
St. Henry, outstanding shooting club late in the year. Though the overall season stats don't necessarily reflect that. 15 of 18 at the stripe,
yep,
against Springfield Catholic Central. And that's been Jackson Center's point of excellence all year. Make those freebies when they count. 79% fourth quarter foul shooting team is Jackson Center, which loves to get the ball in the hands of Trent Flatfoot at crunch time. He is the money man. Aiden Reichert, really tough to guard. He's a bull inside and out. He's got to stay on the floor, Chuck. Aiden Reichert's got to go 30, 31 minutes. No foul trouble. And Trent Flatfoot's got to get far more than just one field goal.
Yeah.
That's all he had against Fort Loramie.
Right. I mean, they did a pretty nice job on him. They ran 3 different people on him during the game, and Loramie knew, you know, how to defend him. But other people stepped up. T.J. Esser had a terrific basketball game against Loramie in the semis. But you're right. Riker's going to have to score. Riker's going to have to play defense against Niekamp without picking up fouls.
Yep. Two outstanding head coaches, Scott Elker, Jackson Center, Eric Rosenbeck of St. Henry. Each team has played its best basketball very late in the season and here in the tournament. Jackson Center's on a nice win streak. Tigers have not been beaten since late in the month of February, losing to Fairlawn at the Jets gym, 56-52 in OT. But since then, one more regular season triumph and then a series of tournament victories totaling six in a row. Meanwhile, St. Henry's on quite a run. These Redskins have reeled off, I think, 16 or 17 straight wins, Chuck. Last loss to Anna, January 14th, 60-44. January 4th to Marion Local, 48-43. And way back December 1st at Rushi, 60-46. So St. Henry has lost to two Shelby County League foes, a team to Jackson Center beat.
Yeah. Well, I think this is, like you like to say, even Stephen, I don't think, you know, this would be a hard one to handicap. Watching the semis, you would think maybe St. Henry has an advantage. But Jackson played against a team for the third time, a team who knew everything they were going to run,
yep.
Where St. Henry had a chance to play a team, a fresh team, that kind of gets you a little more excited. So we're just going to, they're going to play the game. We're going to see how it turns out.
Interesting to note, you mentioned Jackson Center edging Rushi in the sectional championship game, a thriller. Jackson Center trailed late by three. In fact, Jackson Center was down by one to Fort Loramie with just under four to go,
right,
in a regional semifinal here. So the Tigers know what it's like to have to come from behind late in games and pull them out of the fire. St. Henry's been battle-tested here in the tournament. Led by only one with 2 minutes to go against Minster, pulled that game out for seven in the end, 48-41, and had a grinder of a third meeting this year with Marion Local in the district title game, beat the Flyers 52-40, avenging last year's 39-38 overtime loss in the district final,
yeah,
to Marion Local.
Well, I mean, the MAC and Shelby County leagues are outstanding basketball leagues year in and year out. They play each other, crossover quite a bit. That's a lot of their non-league games. So they know each other. There's not going to be any surprises tonight. The team that executes the best is going to win the basketball game.
Jackson Center's been to the state final four fairly recently, twice, 2012, 2016. And interestingly, Chuck, in that 2012 year, these two clubs collided on March 13th of 2012 in a regional semifinal. Jackson Center beat St. Henry 37-30. Tigers went on to win one more and get to the state final four. In fact, Jackson Center won two more and lost to Berlin Highland in the state title game, knocked out Columbus Afton Central in a state semi and upset 53-50 after beating Dayton Jefferson 50-37 in the regional title contest.
Right, yeah, that was a good run by Jackson, and if they can get on another run like that, I mean, they got a shot. But the winner of this game has got Berlin Highland sitting out there waiting for him again, and they are a really good basketball team.
Jackson Center 22-5, St. Henry 23-3. Redskins ended the regular season in the last AP poll with a mark of 18-3. Even got one first place vote. Redskins were up there 3, 4, 5 all year long. Jackson Center nowhere to be mentioned.
If there's any sports writers out there, I don't mean this personally, but they only see what's in their area, and
yeah,
then they go with name recognition, they look at records, and that's how they vote. So I don't put any stock in on where people are voted at the end of the year.
Right. Redskins over the last 15-plus years have bounced around between the Southwest region and the Northwest region. They played in the Northwest district, sometimes have slid down to the Southwest region, which they are presently doing. A number of years ago, they, year after year, not only played in the Northwest District, but stayed at home in the Northwest region. And Findlay Liberty Benton and Lima Central Catholic were enemies of St. Henry. And those two clubs often knock the Redskins out of regional play. And as I mentioned, 2003-2004, we were talking 15, 20 minutes ago, Chuck. St. Henry won the state title in March of 04, coming out of the Northwest region, beating Versailles, which was in the Southwest region. The final score was 61-49. Redskins have not been back to the state since that point in time. They've had some good teams,
right,
but they've been nipped by quality opponents in that tough Northwest District, Northwest region.
Well, you are never guaranteed. I mean, I've heard people year in and year out, they see a team loaded with sophomores and juniors that get to the regional final and get beat, and they go, we'll be there next year. Right. You're not guaranteed of anything. It just takes one bad game to send you home. That's how it works.
Well, earlier today here on scorersbroadcast.com, the Minster girls trounced Willoughby Cornerstone Christian 65-31. Minster advancing on to the state championship tomorrow at 5:15 against Ottoville. We'll be covering the Anna boys in a regional title game tomorrow night at 7. We've got the starting lineups, opening tip upcoming. Jackson Center, St. Henry, boys Division 4 regional championship. Or I should say, yes, Division 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Welcome back to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McGee. Woke up yesterday morning with a nasty cold, had no voice Thursday for about half the day. Fortunately, no webcast last night. Was able to rejuvenate it some during the Minster State Semifinal Girls victory over in Columbus at 1 o'clock today. I'm a little better than I was at 1 today, although I'm still a bit squeaky, so bear with me. A lot better than yesterday, that's for sure. We've covered some 25, 26 games in the last 14, 15 days. And we hope to be doing some more even into next week. It'll take a Jackson Center or Anna win for that to happen. I've got Division 3, Division 4 dancing in my head, Chuck. This is D4.
I know, we're back and forth. This is still 4. We had 4 girls today, now we got 4 boys tonight.
And then D3, Anna against Castel Marion tomorrow night here on scoresbroadcast.com. Starting lineups being introduced out on the floor right now for the two clubs. For St. Henry, opening up is Ben Evers at guard, 5'11 junior, 3 points a game. He's joined by Zach Niekamp at a wing, 6'1 senior, 11 a game. Also opening up, Jay Kanapke, 6'3 senior, 9 a game. Ethan Tiemann, 6' senior, 9 a game. And Caden Niekamp, 6 feet, 6 inches tall, and a senior. Niekamp, a wide body. somewhere in, what, the 250-pound range?
Got to be in that area. He sets up in the lane. He catches the basketball. If you play behind him, he's going to shoot over top of you. If you go up and try to force it, he's going to find one of those outstanding perimeter shooters.
Yep.
That's what they're going to have to look at tonight. Scott Elkert, nobody has to tell him what they need to do.
Jackson Center Tigers, Aiden Reichert in the post. He's jumping center against Zach Niekamp, the better leaper between him and Caden. Trent Platt, footed guard, of course, 13 points a game, 6'1 senior. DJ Esther at 7 points a game, 6 foot senior. Christopher Elkert at the point, 7.5 a game, a 5'9" junior. Aiden Reichert, as we noted, he's the super soft. 14 points a game, 6'4", and a sophomore. And the other starter, Jaron Reese. Reese, 6'2", a junior for the Tigers, who defensively commit a foul on St. Henry's first offensive possession. The ball went into Caden Niekamp. He shoveled to a teammate, Jake Anapke, driving down the lane, and he was hacked on the arm as he delivered the ball toward the rim.
Nobody put a body on him, and that's why he got to the rebound.
Foul shot short. St. Henry, 63% on the year shooting fouls, but a red hot. 15 for 18 against Springfield Catholic Central in the regional semifinal. And that free throw hits the front rim, backboard, it's good. St. Henry in the home white, red numerals, red stripes down the sides of the shorts. Jackson Center, the away black, white numbers trimmed in orange, orange and white piping down the sides of the trunks. Here is the ball thrown to Platfoot outside the arc on the left. Platfoot bounces to Jaron Reese, high right. Reese looks for the cutter, Aiden Reichert goes to Platfoot straight away. 1-0 St. Henry, opening 50 seconds. Platfoot's tied up in the lane, gets out of trouble to avoid the 3-second call, then gives it up to Elkert. No doubt the Jackson Center Tigers would like to keep the score way down. They're going to have to score more than 30.
Yeah.
which is the total that the Tigers earned against Fort Laramie in winning 30-25. It's probably going to take upper 30s and maybe even low 40s to beat St. Henry in this contest tonight. Well, Jackson Center has whittled off a minute from the clock. We're down to 6:42 to go here in the first quarter. Blackfoot against Tiemann through the top of the circle. Tigers playing pitch and catch on the arc. Here's Reichert, far right side of the floor. Oh, he drives the pivot foot, he walked. That's a move that Aiden's got to avoid.
Yeah, he has the tendency when he starts to take that little jab step to move his pivot foot along with it.
6.5 left in the first quarter. Tigers milked the clock for better than a minute, didn't get a shot. And then St. Henry comes down the floor, and Zach Niekamp goes up in the air at the top of the circle. Wants to make a pass down low. Nobody's home, and he goes out of bounds.
He left his feet and had nowhere to go.
So we played a minute 40 of the first quarter. One shot attempt. That was in the act of shooting. So technically, you can erase that. So mathematically, no shots yet in this contest. And he'll drive to Jaron Reese. He overshoots it in traffic. And then St. Henry comes busting down the floor. Offensive foul. Jake Anapke initiated the contact as he plowed in from the left wing.
Right, good job by Esther that time to get his feet set. Because that was getting ready to be a layup.
Well, it's a 1-0 score. 2 minutes in.
Just the way they like it.
Just the way the Tigers like it. St. Henry loves low scoring too. Holding Springfield Catholic Central to 36 in the regional semi. Here's a drive of Platfoot down the lane. Left hand shot, high off the glass, hit the rim. Tipped way out by Reichert to the top of the circle. Controlled there by Elkert. Right back into Reichert. He spins, and he's twisted around, but two defenders. Foul called. Couple shots coming for Aiden Reichert. Fouls will play a role in the outcome of this game for sure. 1-0 St. Henry. 5:38 to go, first quarter. Free throw Reichert, good.
That was the second foul on Kanapke.
Wow. Jake Kanapke, the young man who charged down to a right, then next possession on the defensive end. He hacks Reichert across the arm. Second free throw, Reichert up and through. 2-1 Jackson Center. Jared Heitkamp in for Jaron Reese for the Jackson Center Tigers. Heitkamp on the floor, 5'11 junior. A sea of orange across the way representing Jackson Center. And the red and white St. Henry fans behind us. Very good crowd here. I bet 2,400 at least. Out top, top of the circle. St. Henry's back. Kneecamp is open. He chucks up a three short. Rebound ricochets to Jackson Center. Quickly, Blackfoot. Baseline right to Riker. On top to Garrett Heitkamp. He lets one go. It barely caught iron. Loose ball, rebound right corner. Demons got it for St. Henry.
That's not a bad shot, but it's a bad shot when you just came off the bench.
St. Henry up the floor. Evers gives it up outside the arc straight away. Andrew Lange in now. 5'11 junior. Good outside shooter. Inside Caden Kneecamp. The big fellow spins. Hooks it. Wide right. Reichert's got the board for Jackson Center. Outlet to Blackfoot. Blackfoot pulls up ahead of the key. 4:44 to go in the first quarter. And not a field goal yet. Not a bucket from the floor so far in this game.
Anybody who's surprised by that has never watched these two teams play.
Under 4.5 left. 4.5 to go first quarter. Reichert goes to the top of the circle, then sprays the ball to the right to T.J. Esser, who misses the three ball completely. Rebound to St. Henry, then a steal by Elkert at midcourt. Jackson Center off and running. Driving layup, yes. Esser on the receiving end. Great assist by Elkert and a foul against St. Henry.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Elkert ran the floor, threw the ball exactly the right time.
Christopher Elkert threaded the needle on a bounce pass against Fort Loramie the other night. It was incredulous. I don't know how he was able to snake that ball through two or three Redskins, and it led to a field goal. Esser to complete the three-point play. It is up and in, and Jackson Center's ahead 5-1. 4:10 to go here in the first quarter. On the arc, it's Tiemann for St. Henry. Left wing to Lange. Here's a three-point shooter. 25-footer. It's good. Wow. Matt Berkey, 6'5", Frosch, stepped on the floor. Eric Rosenbeck made the substitution, and Berkey responds. 5-4, Jackson Center up one. 3:44 left, first quarter. Heitkamp left flank to Esser. Deflection, St. Henry. Out of bounds off Lange. St. Henry fans tried to get the official to make a change on his call, but it was rather obvious. A white shirt deflected it. Tigers throw in, baseline left. Leaping catch by Reichert, who is now being guarded by Sam Hardings. 6'5 football tight end is in. Reichert's had three different players guarding so far. Reichert at the elbow on the left. Goes baseline left to Esser. He stopped. He puts up a short corner jumper from 8 feet. It skimmed off the rim. Rebound St. Henry. Taken down by Berkey. Outlet to Jay Kanapke. Far right side to Hardings. On top, Lange. Foul line, Jay. 15-footer. Banged off the back rim. Rebound volleyball to Esser of the Tigers. The lead 5-4. 3 minutes left in the first. Down the right side to Elkert. Deep right corner, Heitkamp. Heitkamp back to the basket. Spins. Hands it to Aiden Reichert. Reichert's got two free throws so far. Look at him twist and turn into the lane. He makes an errant pass cross court. Intercepted by Jake Kanapke. He barges down the floor, goes to the baseline, wants to cut toward the rim. Esser gets in front, and it's a defensive foul.
Well, they run some size out you, don't they?
I tell you what, Eric Rosenbeck is displaying his team's depth in the first 5 minutes.
Well, he couldn't have been happy with the way they started offensively, so it looks like they're picking up the pace a little bit now.
2:46 to go here in the first quarter. Ball inbounded to Hardings right in front. Little three-footer curled in and out. No good. Great inbounds play. Hardings just could not finish it. And Reichert speared the board for Jackson Center. 5-4, Tigers up one. 2:30 left, opening quarter. Esser, 30 feet away on the left. Weaves it to Flatfoot. Teaming on him. Good matchup there. Handoff goes to Reichert. Reichert wants to drive on Hardings. Down the left side of the lane. Leans in. Good defense from Hardings.
wild shot by Reichert. Missed everything. Came down to St. Henry. Here's a baseline drive. Ball thrown right corner to Jake Anapke. On top to Tiemann. Tiemann headed the key. All over him is Elkert. Baseball pass, right corner to Kanapke. Down the lane it goes to Tiemann. Tiemann cuts toward the rim, dropped it, knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. It is a 5-4 standoff. We've played just over 6 minutes.
Well, it shows you how important the Kanapke is because Coach Rosenbeck's got him back out there with two fouls.
You're right. Here's Tiemann, 25 feet away, catches the pass. O'Reilly Link, 5'11 junior in. Caden Niekamp in the post. Bends, leans in over Reichert, and scores with the left hand. He banked it in. Impossible to slow down
you
that play.
You better catch it there. You're in trouble.
Little 6-foot turnaround left hand bank from Caden Niekamp to give St. Henry the lead, 6-5, with 90 seconds to go first quarter. Left wing is flat foot. Dives into the lane. Fadeaway 13-footer by Trent. It hit the back iron and went way out on the floor to Zach Niekamp. He throws it quickly left wing to Jake Anapke. He dives into the lane, overshoots it. Weak side rebound, Esther for Jackson Center. St. Henry missed a golden chance there to go up three. A minute to go, first quarter. Here is Jackson Center, long range shot by Esther. Yes, 3-pointer. Woo! Wow. Esther from way downtown, that young man, over the course of his career at Jackson Center, has really improved his shooting a lot. Baseline left, Niekamp, fall away, 14-footer. St. Henry, way short, ill-advised. He was well-guarded. Rebound to Jackson Center. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. 8-6 Tigers after the Esther 3. Here's Platfoot near midcourt, being hounded by one player. Now another. Substitution for Jackson Center. Trevor Sosby, 5'10 sophomore, getting some time.
Yeah, he didn't get in the semi.
Right. He's on the court. Last moment, first period of play. 13, 12, 11. Open player, Platfoot nearly shot it. Gave it back to Esther. 7 to go. Here's Platfoot again with the ball. Lets it fly from downtown. No good. Hit off the rim. 2 seconds left. A midcourt runner with St. Henry. Just short. Online, Riley Link missed it with 6 inches. A quarter in the books. Jackson Center, 8. St. Henry, 6. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362. To Minster.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The two key jump shooters in this game for the two teams, Jackson Center and St. Henry, Trent Platfoot, Zach Niekamp, neither one with a field goal yet. And you know their head coaches want those two young men to get going. Jackson Center possession. We start the second quarter, and right away, Trevor Sosby takes a jump shot from 15. It's short, and St. Henry's got the easy rebound. Inside to Caden Niekamp. Right back to Zach Niekamp. On cue, driving layup is good.
Well, that's what Caden Niekamp does. He can score. He's a heck of a passer out of that post position.
Beautiful bounce feed, and that's the first field goal of the night from Zach Niekamp, who averages 12 a game. Here is Christopher Elker driving down the lane for Jackson Center. Wow, he looped it up way up in the air. It came down, hit the rim not once, not twice, but 3 times and fell in. Tigers up 2, 10-8. A minute gone, second quarter. Big Caden Niekamp against Aiden Reichert. Caden Niekamp swivels around, hooks it, missed it, in and out. Rebound pinballed around. Yes, sir. Traps for it for Jackson Center.
We saw this the other night. Niekamp, when he catches the ball, has a tendency to move both feet when he makes his move.
Yeah, he does. Here's Tozbe, head of the key for the Tigers. Far right side of the floor, Platfoot. They come out in the hedge. He gives it back to Esser. He wedges face in the lane. Fades away against Caden Niekamp. Way heavy on the shot. It was interfered. He did not have a good look at the rim because of the size of Caden Niekamp, and St. Henry came away with the board. Here's Ben Evers in the corner. Mid-post area. Caden Niekamp wants to shoot. Goes on the arc to Tiemann. He lets it fly. Got it. Three-pointer. Ethan Tiemann.
What happens when you cover down like that? You can't leave Tiemann because that kid can flat out shoot it.
Tiemann swished it from long range. He's had a fine stroke. 11-10 in favor of St. Henry. Jackson Center back down the floor. Aiden Reichert lets it go. A triple. Aiden Reichert counters. 13-11 Tigers. Aiden's going to have to make a few. He wants to make sure the Redskins honor him from distance. Baseline right. Evers is tied up. Oh, look at that hustle play by both
wow.
teams. Evers jumps on the pile. So does Esser. It is ruled a tie-up. St. Henry will keep it. 13-11 Tigers. 5:42 left to go here in the second quarter. And a timeout is called. Jackson Center up a basket on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Well, we've got a close beginning to this game. We've played just a little bit over 10 minutes. Only 24 points tallied. 13-11 Jackson Center by 2 over St. Henry. Well, the team that hits that 15 to 20 foot jump shot more often will probably win this game. It's going to be tough to score from the foul line on in. Caden Niekamp, of course, has got a good advantage. He's not out there at the moment. Berkey's got the ball 25 feet away for St. Henry. Into the corner, it goes to Lange on the arc to Zach Niekamp. Niekamp goes baseline left, leans in, shoots the 15-footer. It bounces around, no good. Rebound yanked down by Reichert of Jackson Center, which leads by two with 5:12 to go second quarter. Between the rings, it's Esser. Esser 25 feet away. Looks for Jaron Reese, can't find it. Esser swivels into the lane to Reese. Late drive, blocked. Tie up on the rebound, struggle for it. Arrow keeps it with the Tigers as Reese and Berkey went battling.
Well, the problem is when Jaron gets in there and anybody gets in there, you can't ball fake them because they're so tall.
No.
You might as well just go up strong and hope they call the foul.
Yep. Or pull up 10 feet away.
Well, yeah, there he had no choice. He was right in the middle of things.
Jump shots are going to be the order of the day for both clubs. We've got a foul away from the action. Ball was thrown into Trent Blackfoot, top of the key. Berkey for St. Henry said he was roughed up, and the official called him. Jaron Reese gets number one on him. 4:56 to go, second quarter, 13-11. Jackson Center up two.
Well, he got caught in the, he got bumped and then he shoved back.
Yep,
and that's what they saw.
Hand was in the cookie jar the second time.
Got to keep your head.
Far right wing with the ball, Jake Kanapke. Oh, good lob down inside to Tiemann. Tiemann goes up strong after a head fake, and he's smothered and fouled. Two free throws for Tiemann of St. Henry.
I think that's going to be on Esser, and that's going to be his second. And early in the season, I probably wouldn't have said that, but they can't afford him to come out of the game.
No, he is such a fine team player, and he's become much more of a scoring threat here late in the year. Tiemann swishes his free throw to make it 13-12. Jackson Center by one. And here comes the St. Henry line change. This is about the biggest team the Redskins will ever have on the floor. Caden Niekamp and Sam Hardings, each one out there. Harding 6'4", Caden Niekamp 6'6". Thiemann connects twice at the stripe, and we're all tied up at 13. 4:40 to go, second quarter. Boys Division IV Regional Championship. The winner advances on to the state final four next Thursday at noon. Trent Platt put in the top of the circle. Steps behind the foul line and fires one up, missed it wildly off the flange, and it ricocheted into the far corner where St. Henry tracked it down. Blackfoot's got to get going for Jackson Center. That's imperative. Here's Caden Niekamp in the lane. Ducks under and might have walked. Missed the shot. It's ruled a foul on Aiden Riker. And that easily could have been a violation. Caden Niekamp overshot it. Tigers got the weak side rebound. But in his up and under move, apparently he was tipped on the arm. Caden Niekamp, a 60% foul shooter, buries it to give St. Henry the lead by one, 14-13. This young man will surprise you, Caden Niekamp. He's got all sorts of tactics in the lane.
Yeah, he's a senior. He's a smart kid. You can see it.
Second free throw, banged off the iron. Rebound jerked down by Reichert of Jackson Center. He's got the left-hand hook. He's got a little shot put fade away. He'll go up and under against you.
And a good passer.
And he's, yeah, you're right, Chuck. He is a nifty feeder. Baseline left, Esser for Jackson Center, which is down by one, 14-13. Far right wing, Flatfoot. Once center the lane, can't. Goes to Esser. Left side, it is Christopher Elkert. On top, Reichert. Outside the arc, Heitkamp. Fakes left, goes right. Circles, swings it near side to Esser. Left wing, Flatfoot, 3:24 to go, first quarter. Flatfoot's got room, enters the lane, jump shot, 12-footer, swish. Flatfoot navigated the paint area and connected.
He needed that because his last miss, I looked at his face, and he was frustrated.
He had one bucket against Fort Loramie, one so far tonight. Here's Caden Niekamp, nifty pass into the lane, intended for Thiemann. He caught it, dropped it. Jackson Center got a fist on it. What's been ruled?
I think they're going to call a held ball, but I think that the Jackson Center bench wanted the fact that the St. Henry kid dove on like he was playing football to tie him up.
3:05 to go in the second quarter, 15-14. Jackson Center up one on the Flatfoot make. Only the second field goal for Trent in two games here in the regional. Baseline left of the basket. St. Henry to throw in. It's lobbed to Zach Niekamp in the lane. He lost the ball, traced it down out on the arc. Then gave it off 25 feet away to Andrew Lange. Now Caden Niekamp, mid-post, 12 feet out. Goes to working Reichert. Pivots, way overshoots. Good, strong, weak side rebound by Esser of Jackson Center. Caden Niekamp was 6-for-10 against Springfield Catholic. He's not shooting that well tonight.
No.
Reichert outside the arc, high left. Goes to Flatfoot against Thiemann. Flatfoot's cut off, wanted to drive, no room. Right wing Heitkamp, 2:30 left, second quarter. Tigers up one. Aiden Reichert, herky-jerky spin move. He's tied up. Ball batted free. Good play by Flatfoot. Knocked it on the arc to Heitkamp. They get it right back to Flatfoot, who hit it from three-point land. Wow, that was a crazy play. Flatfoot tapped it to Heitkamp, who threw it right back to Trent. Two field goals in a row for him. Tigers up four. Here's Caden Niekamp in the lane. Might have gotten away with a shovel.
Looked like blocked.
He looked like he shuffled his feet.
He did.
And then Aiden Reichert crammed him. And Jackson Center stole it. Quickly down the right side, it's Garrett Heitkamp. Heitkamp made a nifty pass back to Trent Flatfoot last trip down the floor. Good assist by Heitkamp, which led to Flatfoot's second straight bucket. And the last one, a long three. Tigers up four, 90 seconds to go, second quarter. Garrett Heitkamp at the timeline for the Tigers. Feeds it off right wing to Elkert, back to Heitkamp. Minute 20 left. High post, Aiden Reichert. Gives it near center stripe to Elkert. Reichert elbow left, puts it on the deck. Right back to Elkert, the Firebirds logo. Left baseline, Esser.
Don't get that.
Esser lobbing out near midcourt to a Tiger player who was knocked down. Sorry. I didn't mean to coach. That ball was floating out there. You saw the defender coming, and he didn't come get it. He waited.
Risky throw by the Tigers, who were bailed out by the foul against Evers. It's Common. Four on St. Henry, five in Jackson Center. A minute to go, second quarter. And the Tigers have inched ahead by four, 18-14, two straight field goals by Flatfoot. Here's Elkert, long 25-footer. It is short. Rebound popped up in the air. Foul, Esser, number three.
That's a killer.
Here comes Jaron Reese back in. 54 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Jaron Reese.
Boy, the Tigers had a chance to go up seven on the Elkert shot.
Just a teeny bit short.
Yep. And then the foul on Esser worsened the situation.
Yes.
St. Henry comes down the court behind before. Here's Zach Niekamp, 25 feet away on the right. Throws it cross court for a teammate who fell down. He stumbled. Evers couldn't catch up with it. Into the Tiger bench. Jackson Center possession.
Well, if they can hold it, get the last shot of the quarter, there's 44 seconds to go. The worst they can be is up four, and they'd take that.
Oh, yeah. If you were to tell Scott Elkin at 6 o'clock tonight, you got a four-point lead after 16 minutes, he'd say, I want it.
Okay, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Or, no, I want it to be 30.
38 seconds to go, first half. Here's Elkert outside the arc, throws it far left corner to Platfoot. Tigers throwing the ball around behind the arc. Deep right corner in trouble. Stosby wants to drive. And Riley Link got a mitt on the basketball. Knocked it away. It went out of bounds off St. Henry. Redskin fans wanted a St. Henry possession. No such luck. 28 seconds to go, first half. Jackson Center in the lead by four. Here's Christopher Elkert lobbing way out back to Flatfoot. But he didn't get the ball inbounds in time. Quick 5-second call.
It was very quick.
Yep, St. Henry possession. By my count, that was about 3.9.
I thought when the whistle blew that Coach Elkert had called a timeout. That's I didn't good. Think there was any way they were calling a 5-second call.
I thought somebody called a timeout as well. But St. Henry gets it back. 20 seconds left to go, second quarter. 4-point lead in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Evers, 30 feet away, 15, 14. Elkert guards him loosely. Caden Niekamp back on the floor in the post. Zach Niekamp pops out. Here's Caden at the elbow on the left. Open player, Thiemann down inside. Catches, plays it in, and a foul. Beautifully designed play. Thiemann rubbed his man off. Zach Niekamp caught the good pass from the high post player, Caden Niekamp, and then Thiemann laid it in. He was slapped in the back of the hand with 3.2 to go, and it's 18-16. Thiemann a chance to make it a one-point game at the break.
Now he'd definitely take the four-point advantage.
Very well-run play by St. Henry.
It was, and just really got lost defensively and then compounded it by fouling him on the shot.
And Thiemann buries the free throw. Here comes Elkert for Jackson Center. 2-1. He got away with a walk at midcourt and missed it anyway. That was about, what, 2 Euro steps?
And they called that a European step.
Might have been 2 of them. He missed the shot at the buzzer anyhow. And St. Henry closes within 1, 18-17. Tigers lead after 2 quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price. and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Jackson Center 18, St. Henry 17, after two quarters of play. Tigers had the ball twice in the last minute and a half or so, up four after two made field goals by Trent Flatfoot, 1-3. But the four-point lead got shaved to one on a three-point play the old-fashioned way by Ethan Thiemann right near the end of this first half. It's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. Chuck, take a look at the numbers.
Well, we'll look at the offensive first for Jackson Center. 6 of 19, that's only 31%. They were 3 of 8 behind the arc, 37.5, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. St. Henry, 5 of 17, that's a little bit worse, that's 29%. 2 of 3 shooting threes, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Each team has 13 rebounds. Each team has 2 offensive rebounds. Each team has 4 turnovers. I think that's why the score is only 1 point at halftime. Second chance points. Jackson Center has 2. St. Henry only has 1. Individual scoring for St. Henry. They were led with Thiemann, but he had 8. Then they got 3 from Matt Berkey, 3 from Caden Niekamp, 2 from Zach Niekamp, and Kanapke had 1. They scored 6 and 11, 17 for the half. Jackson Center led by Esser with 6, has 3 fouls, 5 from Aiden Reichert, 5 from Trent Flatfoot, I can speak. And Elkert has 2. They scored 8 and 10, and they lead at 18 to 17 at the half.
A good defensive job at Jackson Center on the 2 knee camps. Only 5 points between them. Trent Flatfoot came alive late in the second quarter for Jackson Center. Esser, 3 fouls. That's a big stat.
The biggest stat.
Yeah, he probably can't play much of the third quarter, Chuck.
Well, they're going to have to play him a little bit. I mean, they need him. What they'll probably do is keep him out. See how the game goes. If you start losing touch a little bit, there's no reason to save him to the fourth quarter if you're down 15.
Caden Niekamp in the middle with 6 for 10 for St. Henry against Springfield Catholic Central. He's been held in check.
He's 1 of 5 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. He does have 3 rebounds. They've done a nice job on him. Esser has 6 points. He also has 6 rebounds.
Wow.
but the biggest one is the three personal fouls. Nobody else, Kanapke has two for St. Henry. Nobody else has two.
That 15-foot jump shot, the long-range three-pointer, I still think it's going to come down to that, because it's like taking your life into your own hands. When you barge into the lane, you've got to survive a whole bunch of contact to make a shot. These officials are letting them play, and more often than not, it's going to be ruled a deflection, a partial block, a play on. So you've got to make the 15-footers and the jumpers behind the arc. That's
right.
All there is to it.
And neither team is shooting lights out right now. Both of them are right around 30%.
Yep. That's our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report. About 4 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Jackson Center clings to an 18-17 lead over St. Henry on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, and tonight we're the radio on your phone for the boys Division IV regional championship. Jackson Center 18, St. Henry 17. 60 seconds away from the beginning of our third quarter. Thank you, Local Equipment and Jackson Center, underwriting sponsor since day one here on scoresbroadcast.com. Simply could not have gotten off the ground without the timely support of Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Shelby County in 1982 from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And thanks to Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, from which you heard a moment ago, and the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Thanks to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, Tip City, what's your favorite thing? Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. That's the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. We start the third quarter. Esser with the ball. He is on the floor with three fouls for the Tigers. Outside the arc is Christopher Elkert. Here's Aiden Riker, 25 feet away. Elkert goes to the foul line, doesn't shoot, flips it back out to Esther, deep left corner. He starts to drive, lost the ball momentarily, got it back. 30 seconds gone, third quarter, not a shot taken. Here's Esther, head of the key, stumbled, might have gotten away with a slight walk. Give it up to Reichert. Reichert spin move, takes his man Lange down the lane. The ball is knocked away, but St. Henry picked up a Jaron Reese, who then heaves it out of bounds.
Jaron looks a little nervous tonight. He needs to calm down a little bit.
Well, that pass was 10 feet off the mark.
Yep.
Well, St. Henry now scored the last three of the second quarter. Redskins a chance to go on top. Caden Niekamp, elbow in the left, goes right corner, Thiemann starts to drive. Back out to Caden, Thiemann right corner. Caden Niekamp goes down and posts up. Here's Zach, far left wing, left corner. It goes to a teammate, Jake Kanapke, and he bowled his way along the baseline to the short corner and picked up his third foul, running right over a Tiger.
I would never second guess the coaching staff over there, but I'm not sure that I would have Esser guarding Thiemann right now.
Yeah, that's a difficult matchup with three fouls, given the Thiemann's having a good night. He can score double digits on a regular basis. Well, we're still stuck at 18-17, a minute 20 gone, third quarter. On the arc, it's Platfoot for Jackson Center. Now Jaron Reese. Platfoot comes out to get it. Shot fake from 25. He goes to Aiden Reichert. Reichert takes Zach Niekamp into the lane. Ball knocked away by St. Henry. Good steal. Ball shaken free. Picked up by Evers to the trailer, Zach Niekamp. Three ball. Bangs around. Comes off. Stick back. Blocked out of bounds. Jake Kanapke got the board. It was at Aiden Reichert.
Reichert knocked it out. Yep.
Oh, what a cram by Reichert. Saved an easy two. Baseline left. Jake Kanapke to trigger. Ball locked into the lane. Caught by Zach Niekamp. He went up, speared it, and shot it all in one motion. Six-footer. It went in. Great out-of-bounds play by St. Henry. Very athletic Zach Niekamp. Strong running back on the football team. Athletic move by him, and St. Henry's up one. Into the lane, Platfoot slid, almost walked. Gave it up to Elkert on the arc, picked up by Evers. Elkert foul line. Back to Aiden Reichert against Zach Niekamp. Reichert spins, fades from 15. Way short, he was doubled, but the rebound went to Jackson Center in the corner. They salvaged the possession somehow. St. Henry really put the clamps on Reichert. Jackson Center fortunate to get the ball back. 1 point lead, St. Henry. Platfoot, baseline left. On the arc, it goes to Esther. Spins into the lane, doesn't shoot. Hands off to Reichert against Zach Niekamp. Down the lane, plays it up with the left. Short, rebound, comes off to St. Henry. Tigers wanted a swat down on the arm, didn't get it. Here's Thiemann to Evers on the arc, picked up by Elkert. St. Henry up one, big possession. Lob pass into Caden Niekamp, way over his head, over Reichert's head.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, picked up by Elkert. Elkert down the floor for Jackson Center. Herky-jerky move, missed it. Rebound, St. Henry. Shot wasn't close. Here comes Evers to Zach Niekamp for a tray. Looks good. It is. And St. Henry has reeled off eight straight points, spanning two quarters. 4:30 left in the third. Jackson Center yet to tally a point here in the third quarter. Needs a bucket desperately. Head coach Scott Elkert gets a timeout. Jackson Center faded just a bit here at the outset of the second half. Redskins up four, 4:23 to go. Third on Scores, broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Chuck, is it my imagination, or is Jackson Center a little tentative right now on offense?
Well, they're trying to go one-on-one a lot, and St. Henry's defense has been outstanding.
One team foul in the half. That's often Jackson Center's motive in that third quarter, is to generate a few fouls on the opposition to benefit later by getting to the one and one first. As St. Henry's played rock solid defense here in the third quarter. Trent Platfoot, long three ball. Good! Trent Platfoot, longest shot of the night after the timeout. He got a screen. That was nearly a 30 footer. Big bucket, but Trent, he's got the last three field goals for the Tigers. Here's Niekamp, foul line for St. Henry. Spin move. Redskins up one. 25 feet away on the right. Here's Zach Niekamp. Lets it fly. Fading back. Way short. Ill-advised three. Almost like a turnover. Jackson Center with the snappy play by Elkert. He tracked down the rebound. Gave it to Platfoot in the left corner against Tiemann. Platfoot's double. Foul line J by Trent. Good! He fell down. He was fouled. You can count it. Trent Platfoot has turned into a magician.
There you go. I mean, this is what we've expected from him all season, and he doesn't want this to be his last basketball game. You can tell that.
Four straight field goals by Trent, spanning two quarters of play. 23-22, Jackson Center up one.
What an answer.
Yeah, indeed. Great response after the head coach Scott Elkert timeout. Blackfoot initiating the offense. Took a spill on that shot. He was off balance to begin with. Was upset to the floor. Got the ball away miraculously. The 2-point 16-17-foot floater went through. And like always, just about, he converts on the free throw. And just like that, Jackson Center scored six straight. Here's Caden Niekamp. Long distance 25-footer. No good for St. Henry. Push off in the lane on the rebound against Jackson Center. Surprised to see Caden Niekamp pop out and shoot it from behind the arc.
Well, pulling for Jackson Center, I'd like to see him do that more.
3:06 to go, third quarter. 2-point lead, Tigers. Ball lobbed into Tiemann, 25 feet away. Rotated right flank to Jake Knappe. On top it goes to a St. Henry driver. That's Riley Link. He had a little crack of an opening. He took advantage and then was held as he got below the foul line. Team fouls two each way in the third quarter. 2:59 to go. Tigers up two. It's been the Trent Flatfoot show lately for Jackson Center. Here's Caden Niekamp down low against Riker. Thankfully with the left, no good. They play volleyball off the board, and Jake Kanapke finally sticks it in.
Well, that's the problem. They all went to try to help, and nobody was there to box out their man.
Nope. Three white shirts from St. Henry just played bank it off the glass once, twice, three times, and through, and we're tied up at 24. Here's a drive into the lane, but Jackson Center, it's Flatfoot, had the ball poked away. Here comes St. Henry down the floor in a hurry, and head coach Eric Rosenbeck gets a timeout with 2:20 to go, third quarter, 24-all tie on scorespodcast.com.
Dive deep into Frisch's Big Boy. Explore seafood favorites every day, like our famous fish sandwich. Plunge into our hot seafood bar every Friday evening, including our limited-time seafood Alfredo. Crunch into a cod nugget basket. Savor popcorn shrimp, hush puppies, and more. All your seafood favorites, plus our new spicy tartar sauce, are here. Dive deep, only at Frisch's Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Yep, it's been a game of many runs, a few by each team.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, in a game like this, that's really kind of what you expect, since it's as even as I can imagine it's going to be.
2 minutes, 17 seconds to go, third quarter, St. Henry inbounds with the score tied at 24. Here's Zach Niekamp. Here's Evers straight away. Right side, Zach Niekamp behind the arc. Didn't have the opening, didn't shoot. Fed it to Tiemann in the right corner. Hits a cutter, Jake Knappe, and it's busted up on the play by Garrett Heitkamp of Jackson Center, and the Tigers have got the loose ball. Tie game, minute 55 to go, third. Elkert, 30 feet out. Evers on him. Elkert goes left side to Esther, well behind the arc. Hand off to Heitkamp. Here's Reichert, head of the key. Zach Niekamp on Reichert. Long three-pointer by Aiden. Hit the back rim, way up in the air. Rebound, bear hug. But Caden Niekamp at 6'6 of St. Henry. 24-24 tie. 90 seconds left in the third. Here's a pass to Zach Niekamp in the lane, knocked away. Redskins get it back. Right wing Evers. Elkert on him. Here's Caden Niekamp. Fall away. 10-footer. Missed it short. He's not hitting tonight. Tigers have got the rebound. Quickly, here comes Flatfoot. Shake and bake move in the right corner. Swings it back out. Shoots the three. No. Clanged off the back iron. Rebound to St. Henry. That was a very long shot, taken maybe too hastily in the possession. 55 seconds to go in the third. Here's a strong drive to St. Henry. Gnabry laid it up. No good. Got the rebound. No, but a foul. Boy, that was a stern move by Jake Gnabry of St. Henry. He would not be denied.
Well, I'm going to tell you, no one touched the first shot. It didn't hit anything, and he went and caught it. Should have been a travel.
You're exactly right. I thought it looked unusual. Two free throws, Jake Canapke, St. Henry, swish. 25-24, Redskins have scored three in a row to go up one.
It's like throwing a pass to yourself.
Tell you what, Caden Niekamp has taken a few odd shots for the big man, and he's not hitting tonight. Fortunately for Jackson Center. Second free throw, Jake Canapke is rolling down through the ropes perfectly. He made a pair. St. Henry warming up at the stripe. And the Redskins lead by two, 26-24, 48 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Elkert to midcourt for Jackson Center. Starts down the right side. Right corner goes to Esser. Esser fakes right, goes left. Good hedge by Lange. Now Heitkamp. Now Aiden Reichert, head of the key. Good matchup continues there. Zach Niekamp on Reichert. Baseline left. Flatfoot open inside the arc. A floater from 17. Banged off the rim. Flatfoot fell to the floor. Foul. Zach Niekamp. No, it was Demon who came
That's
over.
That's his third also. Now they got Niekamp. They got Niekamp and Demon was three.
Zach Niekamp and Ethan Demon chased Flatfoot to the corner for the Tigers. He was sandwiched, managed to get the shot away, was clearly bumped, and his first of two free throws good. 26-25, Jackson Center down one, 25.7 to go third quarter, team fouls three each way. Second shot, Flatfoot. It's in the air, high arching, all court. Boys in a depth foul shooter, pushing 80%. And it's a 26-26 tie, 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We may not get to 40 tonight.
No.
Holding the ball, Evers, 10-9. Left side, Demon. Back to Evers, 5-4. Demon dumps it into the lane. Jake and Appy, spin move, good! At the buzzer. Well done play by St. Henry. They posted up Jake Gnabry. He probed the middle of the floor. Got the pass from Thiemann in the left corner. Thiemann to Gnabry. And he made a bold twisting move in the paint. And banked in a five-footer just before the buzzer went off. St. Henry in the lead by two, 28-26. As we go to the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank. The power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
Thanks to three new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Regal for the crowning touch. Online at regaltrophyawards.com. Maury's Landing. That's Maury's Landing Restaurant. Located at State Route 362 across from Lake Loramie in Minster. Maury's Landing. And thanks to Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Dan Eilerman, well-known, outstanding work. You'll enjoy the performance of the Eilerman team. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick, they'll work with you step by step by step as you build your new home. Here is St. Henry with the ball, starting the fourth quarter. A quick triple, left flank. The big man, Kate Niekamp, way off the mark. Then he came in, got his own offensive board, bounce pass out of bounds.
He was 1 for 9.
And St. Henry had a good opportunity there, Chuck. Got the last goal of the third, first possession of the fourth, but it didn't hit. 28-26, Tigers down two. 7:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Baseline drive by Platfoot. He's double-teamed. He's in hot water. And Jackson Center's head coach, Scott Elkert, somehow, someway, gets a timeout before the tie-up was going to be wasted. 7:12 to go in the fourth. Redskins 28, Tigers 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perkins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy broasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Orange creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Perkins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Right wing Eichkamp, long triple, no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound St. Henry. Here comes Seaman down the floor with 6:34 to go, and St. Henry up two. Out near midcourt, the ball is fed off on the play to Riley Link. And Link makes a mad dash toward the top of the circle from the center line. And he's hooked on the play by Christopher Elkert.
That's his third foul. They're just going four corners, spreading the floor.
Yep. Christopher tried to make something happen. And tried to make a back tap from the rear to force a turnover, but they got too much of Riley Link's body. St. Henry throws it inbound. 6:13 to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Henry up two. Heitkamp guarding tightly. Four team fouls in Jackson Center. Three on St. Henry. Dribble drive. Teaming down the lane. Flips it up. It's bouncing. No good. Stick back. Yes! Up the big man. 6'6", Caden Niekamp got a clutch stick back right there, and St. Henry's ahead by four with 5:43 to go. A four-point advantage in this game this late is big. Top of the circle, Reichert for Jackson Center. Looks back door for someone, can't find anybody. Now he goes to Platfoot, 25 feet out. Reichert rolls, Platfoot keeps it. Two-man game, right side of the floor. Long three ball, chucked up there by Reichert. Missed everything. Rebound down to St. Henry. 5:16 to go in the fourth. St. Henry leads by four. Here comes Jay Konapke. Off the team, and back to Konapke. Layup is good. Biggest lead of the game, 6 points. St. Henry 32, Jackson Center 26. Here's Heitkamp, left corner for Jackson Center. No good. Hit the flange. Rebound St. Henry. One and done right now for the Tigers. Over guarding at midcourt on Elkert. Is that four?
They got the wrong people shooting the basketball.
Time out, Tigers. 4:42 to go. St. Henry has got the momentum. 32-26 lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, since very late in the second quarter, an 18-8 run, an 18-8 run by St. Henry, which leads up to six, 4.5 to go, 32-26. Tigers led 18-14, waiting seconds in the second quarter. Deep right corner three, Zach Niekamp, he hits it! And St. Henry has exploded. Redskins up 9. Here's a drive, flat foot down the lane. Wild shot off the top of the backboard. Rebound is up, no good by Flatfoot, but a foul. Two free throws for Trent. Good hustle, but Flatfoot missed the first shot. Got the rebound, nearly made it. He's at the stripe with two. 4:07 to go here in the fourth quarter. St. Henry is on fire at the moment. Here's the free throw by Flatfoot. It's good. 35-27. St. Henry ahead by 8. 4:07 to go in the fourth. I tell you what, Zach Niekamp, Jake Kanapke, Ethan Thiemann, they are strong young men.
Those three have had terrific games.
Free throw short, but Flatfoot, he missed one. Rebound down to St. Henry, which is ahead by 8. Here's a near steal at midcourt. It is taken away. Reese to Esser for Jackson Center. He drives, hooks it up, and he's chopped up on the arm. Esser, two foul shots coming. Good overplay by Jackson Center. Intense pressure at the timeline to force the turnover by St. Henry. Esser with a pair of shots here. These are big. Tigers, in order to rally, cannot afford to miss a free throw from here on. Foul in the act of shooting. Esser gets a pair. He's got it.
That's TJ's first point since the first quarter.
35-28, 7-point lead, St. Henry. Second shot, Esser. Three bounces, a fourth. He puts it up there, and it is no good. It's long. Rebound, knocked all around. Evers comes up with it in the far corner. Good hustle play by him for St. Henry. But the Tigers go 2-for-4 at the stripe. Last two possessions. That's not good enough. Long pass, low in the left. Hayden Niekamp catches it and lays it in. Great pass by Evers of St. Henry. 9-point game. Here's Flatfoot, 30 feet out, 20 feet out. On him, Jake Kanapke. Ball lobbed to Reichert. Back to the basket. Top of the circle, Flatfoot. Foul line jumper. Bingo! Timeout, head coach Scott Elkert. 37-30. Tigers down 7. 3:14 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, Chuck, since the Redskins are feeling it, have not been to the state tournament since 03-04 when St. Henry out of the Northwest region beat Versailles out of the Southwest region. Two MAC schools competed in the 04 state final, and St. Henry won it 61-49. That's the Redskins' last visit to Columbus.
Well, they're looking strong to get there. I mean, at some point, anybody's game still, but 7 points in 3 minutes when you've only scored 30 is a tough task.
Yeah, well put. Against St. Henry's defense, which has been sticky, especially inside. Up the floor, it is Link for St. Henry. Here's Jake Kanapke. Here's Zach Niekamp, left corner. 4 team fouls in Jackson Center. 5 on St. Henry. Pitch and catch on the arc. They milk the clock. Ball kicked on the play by Esser with 2:51 to go. 37-30. St. Henry by 7. A several minute spurt, late third quarter, early fourth, has enabled St. Henry to go up 9. It's now 7. Here's Elkert guarding Link. Ball thrown to Jake Kanapke. Low on the right, Cade Niekamp. Extra pass to Zach Niekamp. He missed it. Great teamwork by St. Henry, but there was a foul on the shot to Zach Niekamp from in close. It would have gone in had Jackson Center not crashed into him from the backside. 2:42 to go, fourth quarter. Zach Niekamp with a pair. He hits it. 38-30, St. Henry.
They're 8 of 10.
8 of 10 tonight, 15 of 18 in the regional semi against Springfield Catholic Central. St. Henry shooting it very well from the stripe in this regional tournament. Jaron Reese is out right now for the Tigers. Sosby back in. And each foul shot to Zach Niekamp is perfect. Tigers down 9. Here's Flatfoot up the floor in a hurry. 2:35 to go. Tigers need 3 trifectas. On the arc, here's Esser. Almost walked. Oh, it looked like he might have. He got away with it. Long three-pointer, Elkert. Way off to the right. Rebound punched out of bounds by Esser. St. Henry possession. Tell you what, Chuck, St. Henry's defense has been really, really good, especially in the second half.
Oh, yeah, they've run their offense to perfection, and once they got the lead, Coach Rosenbeck spread it out, and it's been really tough for Jackson Center to defend them.
Tigers only have a dozen points in the last 14 minutes. 2 to go. St. Henry's got the ball at midcourt. Left wing, it goes to Jake Kanapke. Out high to Link, right side to Tiemann. As Jackson Center's in chase mode, St. Henry works the clock. Zach Niekamp foul line, gives it up on the arc to Link. Left corner, Jake Kanapke, thought about driving, and then threw it away. He threw it away. Esser goes after it, and he spilled. Undercut. Wild throw by St. Henry. Esser had the shot at it, and he was knocked to the ground by Tiemann. Tiemann picked up foul number 5.
Yeah, that was a tough foul on Tiemann. They're both just going for the ball. He banged him pretty good, though. He got his money worth on the 5th one.
He sure did. Esser took a nasty fall at center court right on the Firebirds logo. It's a common foul. And Jackson Center regains possession down 9. 9-point game, minute 46 to go. Flatfoot outside the arc, has an opening all the way to the rim. Flatfoot a foul. That Cade Niekamp who got him?
I think they called that on Kanapke. I meant Niekamp, sorry.
Zach Niekamp picked it up. Good drive, but Flatfoot.
No, they did call it on Kanapke. The guy just called the wrong name. That's his 4th.
Chuck, who has scored field goals for Jackson Center since late second quarter?
The only one that scored in the second half is Flatfoot.
That's what I thought. Flatfoot at the line, free throw, good. 39-31, a minute 41 to go. St. Henry by 8. Second shot to Flatfoot, dips to knees. It's in, 39-32. It's been all Trent Blackfoot, only him scoring since late second quarter for Jackson Center, and that's not enough. Quickly up the floor. Here comes Jake Kanapke. Down the right side to Niekamp. He overshoots. Quick side rebound is good by Caden Niekamp. Back Niekamp missed it. Caden Niekamp followed. And we've got a foul. Unusual call against St. Henry after the made field goal by Caden Niekamp. Zach Niekamp may have intentionally push somebody, the referees saw it, and the Tigers get a gift 1-1 with a minute 24 to go. Weird sequence. Zach Niekamp missed the layup. He was challenged. Caden Niekamp got the rebound and laid it in, and as he scored, Zach Niekamp had shoved off just after the score.
Right. Normally, if it's so that far away and somebody takes two hands and shove it, it's an intentional foul.
I was going to say, it could have been called just that. Well, what, both free throws made by the Tigers?
Yes. Yes. I don't, hang on.
Maybe we got a second one upcoming.
Right. I was going to say, I hadn't shot it yet.
Now, Blackfoot made the first. Timeout called. 41-33 St. Henry, 84 seconds to go in this game. Referee was extremely defiant about making that call.
Oh, yeah.
Zach Niekamp. Zach didn't care for it, but he might have been just a little bit too physical after Caden Niekamp got the rebound shot to go in.
Well, Niekamp's had a 10-point second half, so he's probably feeling it.
Yeah, Zach Niekamp has had a splendid regional for St. Henry.
And then Caden Niekamp is padding his stats now with putbacks after they're chasing the shooter, and he's getting backside rebounds. He's got three baskets now.
And Trent Blackfoot shoots another free throw here for Jackson Center. And he's the only man for the Tigers who scored since late second quarter.
Esser had a free throw.
You're right. Esser one foul shot. Blackfoot shoots and makes. And it's 41-34. St. Henry with 7. 80 seconds to go in the game. In backcourt for St. Henry, it's Evers up the right side against Elkert. He lost it, got it back, and threw it away right over our head. And wait a minute. One referee says Jackson Center touched it.
No way. Terrible call.
Woo.
Terrible call.
I'm not sure about that. At St. Henry, it's a big break. Ball inbounded in backcourt to Lange. Double team. Stolen. Taken away by Elker to Esser. Driving layup. Blocked out of bounds. Out of nowhere came Jake Kanapke. I tell you what. That would have cut it to 5.
Why not?
And that shot going in right there. Jackson Center with possession. A chance here to whittle it to 4 or 5 with a minute to go. Lobbed into Reichert in the lane. Plays it up. Foul. It's on St. Henry. And Reichert's got 2 free throws. 1:04 to go. Still time. St. Henry's lost his grip.
A little bit. They need to kind of regroup because they did made a couple of bad passes against the pressure.
2 free throws. Aiden Reichert, and he scores at the stripe to make it a 6-point game, 41-35 with 1:04 to go. Tell you what, the intense half court pressure with the Tigers has worked.
Yeah, well, they needed to do that because they were having trouble guarding them in that spread.
Reichert again, in and out. Rebound, Blackfoot, and he's fouled. And he's got 2 free throws. Head coach Eric Rosenbeck of St. Henry hangs his head. That was one of those free throws by Reichert that hung on the rim forever.
Niekamp mistime his jump.
Yep. And now 2 foul shots for Blackfoot to cut it to 5 and then maybe 4. 41-35 St. Henry, 63 seconds to go. Free throw is good. 41-36 in favor of St. Henry. Second shot here for Blackfoot. Tigers had fallen behind by 9. Yep.
Couple of dives.
good again for Blackfoot. It's down to four. Anyone's game. Evers in backcourt. Hand off to Konefke. Up the left side. Jake Konefke to Niekamp. What do we have? Foul. Jackson center. Jake Konefke was roughed up a little bit here at side court after he made the pass, and that was a good foul. It's common.
Still out of bounds.
Team foul six. That saved the St. Henry bucket. Because between Jake Konefke and Zach Niekamp, one of the two was going to get a layup.
They were getting ready to shoot it, so it was a good foul. He could have been intentional, but didn't call it.
55 seconds to go. St. Henry up four. Enters to Evers in backcourt. Christopher Elkert on him. Evers over the top. Looks for Langley. Goes to Jake Konefke. Back to Evers. Cross court to Jake Konefke. He's doubled up and fouled. Jaron Reese might have gotten him. 1-1 for St. Henry with 43.6 to go. And the Redskins up four.
Konefke is 3 of 4 from the free throw line and having a terrific game. He's a good basketball player. Been saddled with fouls early.
That threesome, Zach Niekamp, Ethan Thiemann, Jake Konefke, solid players.
Oh, their perimeter is outstanding.
Yep. 1-1, Konefke, swish. Foul shooting with St. Henry here in the regional tournament has been superb.
10 of 12 now in the game.
After 15 of 18 in the semis. Second shot, Konefke got it again. 43-37, St. Henry on the two Konefke free throws. Here's Blackfoot, long three-pointer. It's good! How about that? How about that? Trent Blackfoot came racing down the floor. Two steps beyond the Firebirds logo. Got a screen from Aiden Reichert and drilled a 30-footer. It's a three-point game. Timeout called.
Unbelievable.
35 to go.
Well, Trent Blackfoot, for as poorly as he played offense in the first quarter and a half, and in the semis, has just been a man on fire. He's got 18, 25 now.
Well, we have seen Blackfoot in person virtually will Jackson Center to victories over Rushi, Fort Loramie. I know he was great against Marion Local, Coldwater. He's a super all-around player, but he is Mr. Clutch. Mr. Clutch.
He's been a contributor to this program since he was a freshman.
Yeah. Yeah. He plays every fourth quarter to the very last second. And now St. Henry has got to inbound the basketball up the three with 35 seconds to go. Only 2 minutes ago, St. Henry led by 9. Here's Knapp in backcourt. He races up the right side, nearly fouled. Into the left corner to Zach Niekamp. Garrett Heitkamp runs him down. Personal foul on Garrett. And Zach Niekamp has got the 1-1. It is team foul 8 on Jackson Center. Tigers have got one more 1-1 foul to give.
Right. Well, I mean, they have no choice but to foul. They need to try to steal the inbound. And
yep.
Then they got a foul. They can't let any time go off for 29 seconds.
At the Redskins foul shooting. Free throw shooting from St. Henry has been great. Unbelievably good. Push for Zach Niekamp. These Redskins free throw shooters, Chuck, don't even hit the rim.
You can just see there's no nerves right now. They're just up there shooting free throws.
They are.
And they got the right people going to the line also.
They are really confident with the strike. Niekamp again. All net. He swished them both. 45-40, St. Henry. 25 seconds to go. Here's Blackfoot down the floor. Long three-pointer. It's in! It's in! Blackfoot made a 30-footer again. St. Henry in backcourt. Up two. 16 seconds to go. Foul by Jackson Center against Jay Konefke of St. Henry.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody shoot the ball as well as he is right now.
Trent Blackfoot is Mr. Amazing. a miracle comeback by Trent Blackfoot and the Jackson Center Tigers.
My goodness.
Trent's got, what, every point but a couple?
He's got 28 of their 43, and he had five, so he's got 23 in the second half, and they have scored 25.
Yes. And then count the bucket late second quarter.
Well, he had five. He hadn't scored with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Right. But he scored about 25 of the last 27.
Yep.
All by Trent Blackfoot. And I tell you what, Chuck, his three-pointers are not even touching the orange.
They look like the one he made against Fort Laramie to win the game, the buzzer beater. Except these are just three-pointers.
I'm telling you what, Indiana or Ohio State would put him to work on the basketball court right now.
Well, he's been fun to watch. It's too bad they had that really streak where they fell back by nine because except for that about two-and-a-half-minute stretch, they have played them toe-to-toe.
Yep. Here's the situation. 15.1 to go in the fourth quarter. 1-1, St. Henry, Jackson Center trails by 2, 45-43. Trent Blackfoot has been a magician. That's the only way to describe it. Big free throw here. Konecki, St. Henry, it's up. It is no good. He missed it. It skipped off the rim. Jackson Center, a chance to tie or win. Esser down the floor. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound right corner. Caden Niekamp to Zach Niekamp. Foul, Jackson Center. Esser had a three from 23 feet to win the game. It was just an inch. Just an inch long.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that was right on line. I thought when he let it go, it was good.
I did, too. Just caught the back of the rim and caromed out. 3 seconds left. 1-1. Zach Niekamp of St. Louis. Double bonus. Double bonus. Zach Niekamp of St. Edmunds. Esser had a three-pointer for the win. It barely missed. Free throw, Niekamp, no good.
Opened the door a little bit.
And now Jackson Center with a clean rebound. A couple of good passes could get off a three-pointer. Maybe a lengthy two. Might need three if Niekamp hits it. It is bouncing in. It's good. Now Jackson Center's down by three. Inbounds to Blackfoot, 75 feet away. Here's a long shot by Blackfoot. No good. No good. And St. Henry survives. St. Henry edges Jackson Center. The Tigers made a miraculous comeback. T.J. Esser had a three-pointer with about 3 or 4 seconds to go.
That would have put him ahead.
Would have put him ahead. It was just a mite long. It hit the back rim. Caromed out. St. Henry made one of two free throws. Then Jackson Center did not inbound the ball very cleanly.
No, they didn't.
And as a result, Blackfoot couldn't get to midcourt. He had to send it skyward from 65, 70 feet. And the St. Henry Redskins advanced to the state Final Four for the first time since March of 2004. Turned into a great game, Chuck.
It was a great game. Boy, those kids down there played their hearts out. And that's a good basketball team. I'm going to be over there next week. I'm going to go watch them play. I've heard such good things about Berlin Highland, but they better be ready to play against this St. Henry team.
I tell you what, the Redskins play good defense. If they keep the game to 50 points or less, they'll be right in it.
Yep, absolutely.
They'll be right in it. The regional runners-up, the Jackson Center Tigers, are being acknowledged. There is the regional runner-up team trophy awarded to Trent Blackfoot and T.J. Esser, seniors for the Tigers. Those two young men will be missed. No question about that. Sean Merch Sean March is a senior. Joey Irwin is a senior. Those two young men were out at midcourt along with P.J. Custer and Trent Blackfoot as they represented Jackson Center, receiving the regional runner-up trophy. And the seniors for the Redskins are at midcourt as they display the regional championship hardware awarded to them. Senior Zach Niekamp, Jay Kanapke, Ethan Thiemann, Sam Hardings, and Caden Niekamp. Well, with just a little over two to go, Jackson Center trailed by nine and had a three-pointer, believe it or not, to win the game with just under 4 seconds to go.
Yeah, and I mean, it was online. It was off by an inch, like you said, at the most.
I thought it was in.
Yep.
I really did. It was on target, just an inch long out of the hands of Esser, and it caromed off the back iron. But I tell you what, Chuck, it's been a big day of two games. Minster girls were sensational.
Yeah, they were.
65-31 over Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. And St. Henry's going to be a tough out next Thursday in the state semifinal. This Redskins club, it's a hardened team. It's strong. Most everybody on the floor can take it to the basket. They've got a mix of three-point shooters. They shoot fouls extremely well. They defended Jackson Center very nicely until the last 2 minutes of the game.
Well, and even that wasn't necessarily the defense. That was just Platfoot putting in it. He was on fire.
Yep, he was. Well, I've got a chance to rest up 24 hours for Anna tomorrow night. Anna Rockets tomorrow night. A D3 regional championship. Anna Purcell Marion, dip off at 7, webcast at 6:40.
I might get up around 5. That's disappointing. I mean, when they play Fort Loramie, it's one of those where you don't really root because whoever wins is good, but somebody's going to lose. Yeah, not that I have anything against St. Henry. I mean, it seemed like a nice group of kids. Their fans were right. Fine behind us. But you just hate to see them bow out like that because they came so close to being over there again next week.
Yeah, Tigers tried to take out their second set of Redskins.
Right.
But didn't get it done. Just a little off on the shot by Esser to win the game with just under 4 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. St. Henry obliged. Redskins obliged, missing what? Two of their last three free throws? St. Henry missed two of their last three at the foul line after shooting a red hot streak at the foul line. St. Henry missed two of its last three to open the door for Jackson Center.
Well, they missed the front end of that 1-1 that gave them a chance to hit the three that would have put them ahead. That would have been, I think, a game winner. But then they missed another one that gave them one more shot to tie it. But they got no real shot off there at the end.
Nope. Well, great season for the Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck. Wow. What a dynamite campaign. 22-6. 22-6 for Jackson Center. Tigers were 17-5 at the end of the regular season. Reeled off five straight tournament victories. Three in the sectional, a district, a regional semi, and wind up 22-6.
Well, they got out-rebounded 32-18. They got out-rebounded 12-4 on the offensive boards. St. Henry, who was shooting less than 30% at halftime, ended up shooting 14 of 38, 36%. 6 of 20 from behind the arc for Jackson Center. 4 of 7 of those was Platfoot. But, hey, down 9, a lot of teams would have folded the tents, but Jackson's never going to fold the tent, and they made a comeback, and they made it exciting.
And 22-6 for the Tigers, 24-3 for St. Henry, which had lost earlier this year to both Anna and Rushi. But the Redskins prevail 46-43. Great game. It was the Trent Blackfoot show. The last nearly 2.5 quarters for the Jackson Center Tigers. Redskins did a standout defensive job on Aiden Riker. Consider the fact that St. Henry's got a host of big guys. Caden Niekamp, Hardings, Berkey. They circled Aiden all night long. But Trent Blackfoot took it upon himself and nearly willed this Tigers team. This Tigers team to another tournament victory.
Would have loved to have seen him get that last three off, but it wasn't to be. The shot that Essert took was perfect. I mean, he was he was open. It was the top of the key. He'll make that shot 40% of the time. Just that time was just off just a hair.
Right. Out of the corner of my eye, it looked like two Redskins were chasing down Blackfoot.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. They weren't going to let him get that last shot.
No, two defenders for St. Henry were nipping at the heels of Trent Blackfoot on the right side of the floor. Esser let it go with under four remaining. High left, outside the circle, high left point, a good 23 feet out, and he almost made the shot. Chuck, I better save my voice for tomorrow night. Better save it.
Let's do Clancy's. I'll do some scoring for you. For St. Henry, they had 15 out of Zach Niekamp. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 11 out of Kanapke. Two seniors really did the job. Shot free throws down the stretch. They had 3 points between them at halftime. They ended up with 26.
Woo!
You go to the other side, you'd only have to go to one person. Platford, 28 points. He is the Clancy's player of the game for Jackson Center.
And take it away, Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. And nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, we've got Anna Purcell tomorrow night, boys division three regional title game. Tonight, Jackson Center on the short end, 46-43 to St. Henry, and the Redskins with a very strong 10 to 12 minutes in the second half. Very, very potent.
They strung out as to where they just did everything correctly.
Right.
The end of the second quarter, they got it down to one, and then it was back and forth again, and they just pushed it out there. But about 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, they pushed the lead out, and with two and a half minutes to go right in that area, they were still up 9.
Yeah, you make a good point, Chuck. Jackson Center led 18-14. With 90 seconds to go first half. Yeah, 90 seconds to go first half. Didn't score on two possessions. Tigers didn't score twice. Led 18-14 late in the second. And Tiemann got a big three-point play. I think it was Tiemann.
It was Tiemann.
For St. Henry.
A well-run play. I mean, they set it up. They came out of a timeout. Coach Rosenbeck does a real nice job.
Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed. We were up there a couple of years ago, and some of their fans were in the place where we were eating because it was a night game after a day game, and they were just abusing him in there. And, you know, I mean, I hadn't really seen him play much.
A typical fan.
Yeah, well, absolutely typical fan. Nate Barhorst and Anna takes heat, and I'm like, all he is 25-2.
But the 3-0 run to St. Henry late second quarter, and then a 35-26 lead. So down 18-14, up 35-26. That's a
what, 21-8?
Too late. Too late in the evening for me to do math.
I may be off. I can't talk, but I can still.
And your foot wasn't even going, too. So you did good.
Webcast time, 6:40 tomorrow night. Lord willing, with a little better voice, I'll be back. I wore it out here in this thriller tonight between St. Henry and Jackson Center.
And good luck to the Minster Wildcats tomorrow against Ottoville, looking for consecutive state championships.
Exactly. A repeat try for Minster. Beat Ottoville by 15 in the state final a year ago. Beat him by 18 late in the regular season. We covered that game here on Scores Broadcast, but because of the conflict with the Anna boys tomorrow, we are here covering the Rockets regional championship bid against Purcell Marion. The tip off at 7, webcast time at 6:40. And I'm going to shut it down right now.
Good choice.
Four seniors again for Jackson Center. T.J. Esser, Trent Platfoot, Sean March, Joey Irwin. They'll be missed. It's a team which did not quit once all year long.
Well, the Scott Elker team didn't quit.
And this team almost pulled out a miracle victory here tonight.
About a foot.
Yeah. Less than that, an inch or two. Ron Mooney's our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee on stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night until tomorrow evening at 6:40. Good night from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where the Jackson Center Tigers have been beaten by the state final four-bound St. Henry Redskins, 46-43.
This is Scores, SCORES, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.